Are we live? We're good. We're live. All right, everybody stop talking now. Attention. I told you, all of my critics, I told you all that we were the greatest of all time when we beat Bayern back in 2012. We were still the greatest when we beat Manchester City in 2021 for the Champions League final. And we're still the greatest when we beat PSG 3-0 in the 2025 Club World Cup champion. Never again, call us the underdogs. Never say that we're going to be defeated for the next 1,000 years. Well, not 1,000 years, for the next 4 years. Then you might get us. I told you, we're the real champions. We're the champions of the world. Chelsea are the champions of the whole world. We can whoop everyone in Russia, everyone in China, every team in Europe, every team in Africa, every team in South America, because we are the champions of the whole world. And not only that, we're better than all the champions that came before us. Champions of the whole world. I told you guys, you're not going to hear the end of this for the next 4 years. You are never going to hear the end of this, because after everything that Chelsea FC has been through over the past 4 years has been heartbreaking. But now we are never going to hear at the end of me talking about the greatest team in the entire world. Welcome to the NJ Podcast, a sports edition of it. Remember that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That means you're going after what you've always wanted to go after because it's aligned with your highest values. And that is the only way for you to live a truly fulfilled, successful, and inspired life. I'm going to say this again, my fellow brothers and sisters, that Chelsea are the champions of the whole world. World champs. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. We are the greatest team on earth. We are world champions. This is not a drill. This is not a drill. This is not a 2012 rerun. We are the champions of the whole world. And we were not given a shot in this entire tournament. And as a matter of fact, we were 12th at one point. 12th on the log. And then last season, we were what? We were 6th. We were the 6th in the log. We didn't even qualify for the Champions League. We qualified for the Conference League. And people were calling us billion pound bottle jobs. Imagine the disrespect that people have been putting on Chelsea FC's name since Roman Abramovich had to sell his club, and then Todd Bowley had to take over and went on a spending spree, and we had nothing to show for it in our trophy cabinet until now recently. Now, if you had told me that, you know, after that takeover and us selling, and then the club being sold to the new owners, that we would be here in 2025, as the Club World Cup champions, I would have told you that you are being delusional. But yet, here we are. And we didn't just beat anybody, by the way. We beat the reigning defending Champions League champions in PSG, Paris Saint-Germain, Ousmane Dembele. Huh? Who was supposed to be winning the Ballon d'Or? Gianluigi Donnarumma, the greatest goalkeeper in the world. Where are they now? Where are they now? they were told that we were told that Mendes could pocket prime Messi, 2011 Messi. This team was called the super team. They were called the greatest team on earth right now. Think about it. In the Champions League final, they beat Inter Milan 4-0. Gave them four of them things. In a Champions League final, they beat the GOAT Inter Miami with Messi with Inter Miami 4-0. They thrashed Real Madrid 4-0. They beat Bayern Munich handily 2-0. And then when it came to the final, they just didn't show up. They just didn't show up to work. Well, they did show up to work. But then they faced Chelsea FC. And Chelsea FC does this. This is what we do. We are the pride of London. This is exactly what we do. 2012, we beat Barcelona in that Champions League final, Champions League semi-final with the Fernando Torres goal. We were told that we were going to get annihilated. And then in the final, we played Bayern Munich in their backyard, and we beat them. Although on penalties, hey, but a win is a win. In 2021, we were playing prime Manchester City. We beat them too. And then now we just beat one of the best teams in the world, Paris Saint-Germain. You guys are not going to hear the end of this for the next 4 years. And people are saying that this is a Mickey Mouse trophy, that no one actually cares about it. Teams were tired and teams were injured. But people were taking this seriously. This was a very serious competition. And I'm just beside myself. Everyone was telling me that we were going to get annihilated. Everyone was telling me that we were going to lose. Everyone was telling us that we were going to get beaten out. But anyway, at the end of the day, we won. And I want to give a special shout out to the Club World Cup player of the tournament, Ice Cold Palmer. I love Ice Cold Palmer. I love Ice Cold Palmer. Think about it. He scored 2 goals and an assist in this Champions League final. Absolutely amazing. Like, and it's such a story because Manchester City didn't want him. He was not getting enough playing time. And then he came to Chelsea. And then now he's definitely a certified legend. You know, like, and he's still in his early 20s. He's not even, he's hit his physical peak. I want to see him in the next Bond film. What is he going to be doing in the next Bond film? I don't know. I don't care. All I know is I want to see him in the next Bond film. Now, Paris Saint-Germain. They have the Champions League. They had a great season. Historic, I might add. Ousmane Dembele was touted to get the fair esteemed Ballon d'Or. But not anymore. Because it should be going to Ice Cold Palmer. Yes, it should be going to Ice Cold Palmer. That's what I'm saying. But they're a great team. They played a great football. They just were outclassed on the day by the greatest team on earth. And they're still going to go ahead and do great things. But what I like about this team is that they got rid of Lionel Messi, they got rid of Kylian Mbappe, they got rid of Neymar, and they brought in some Luis Enrique, and they actually started playing like a team. In fact, Luis Enrique's philosophy is, I would rather have 4 players who can score 12 goals each than 1 player who scores 40 goals. And I feel sorry for Kylian Mbappe. He left PSG so that he could win the Champions League. And then Real Madrid didn't even win the Champions League. I think they won a trophy, but it's not the Champions League. PSG went and won the Champions League. They went and won the treble. It was a quadruple. And they were in the Club World Cup final. This team is going to be doing a lot of great things. Unfortunately for them, they just won't be calling themselves Club World Cup champions for the next 4 years. So I want to tell you what this means for me personally as a Chelsea fan. And I want to clear the air. I have been a Chelsea fan since the year 2000. Since the year 2000... I had been playing FIFA, and I liked the player Tore-Andre Flo and Gianfranco Zola, and Manchester United was making too much noise, and Liverpool was making too much noise back at that time. So I'm like, let me pick this blue team just because I like them, and I've just been with them ever since. So I'm not a glory hunter. I know what it's like for Chelsea to not be a Premier League champions or not Champions League champions. But for the next 4 years, this is what I've got down here. We're back and we're building something. We've got a manager who's not afraid of the spotlight. And we've got Cole Palmer, Enzo Fernandez, Rhys James. And now we've got Delap, who's a striker who's not afraid to be a striker. We've had struggles with strikers back in our past. And then I think this is one of the most annoying parts for people who are not Chelsea fans. For the next 4 years, every argument, whether we're winning or we're losing, I'm just pulling out, we are the world champions card. And also, we get a nice badge right there in the middle that says that we are champions of the whole world. And whether you like it or not, we're going to be wearing it for the next 4 years. And if you have a problem with that, I'm going to put it in your face that we are world champions. And we're going to be putting it in your face for the next 4 years. Now, listen, we were doubted. I even had doubts myself. All the Arsenal fans who don't like us, Liverpool fans, Man United fans, all the pundits and all the banter that was going on. I just have a couple of words to say for you. When it comes to the Chelsea badge, when it comes to our name, Chelsea FC, the pride of London, the Blues, the boys in blue, you need to put some respect on our names, because FIFA did. They're giving us a nice crest there, which is amazing. So that now, I want to give a quick shout out. To Arsenal fans. That's the one club in the world that I wish nothing good for. I just want to let you know now that my rivalry with them and my disdain for them runs deep. And you can blame my cousin. He knows exactly who he is. You can blame my cousin for being such an unapologetic Arsenal fan. That's the reason why. They're still waiting for European glory. Like the pre-order for GTA 6. We've been waiting for GTA 6 for coming for a long time. And we've been waiting for them to win a trophy. Do you understand that... someone was born in 1925 and then they passed away and still did not see Arsenal lift European glory. The last Queen of England lived her entire life and still didn't get to see Arsenal win a European trophy. Anyway, shout out to you, Arsenal. Let's keep trusting the process. You've been trusting the process for 7 years with nothing to show for it. We've been trusting the process with Enzo Maresca for 1 year, and we have two trophies. Maybe it's something you can learn from. Liverpool fans, listen, we love you. We get it. You won the league. I'm happy for you. But at the end of the day, you're not Club World Cup champions. For the next 4 years, this is Chelsea Football Club. And to all my Man United fans, in fact, I'm not going to say anything about Man United fans because they're not worth any of my time. All right, so here's what I want everybody to do. All my Chelsea fans, if anyone talks nonsense, next time they say we bought success, just tell them this, that we are the champions of the whole world. All of it. Like all of it. Like the whole world. Like all of it. Champions of the whole world. We are the champions of all of it. And also, I almost forgot, shout out to Sanchez, who turned into prime Peter Cech. He just turned into prime Peter Cech. He was making save after save after save. He won the Golden Glove. He's the best goalkeeper in the world. Okay, maybe that's a stretch. He's not the best goalkeeper in the world, but he was the best goalkeeper that day. Look, listen, and also what I'm saying is that anyone who wants to doubt us, just tell them that we were champions of the whole world for the next 4 years, because what are they going to say about it? Absolutely nothing. We could get relegated. Oksalayo, champions of the whole world. And my prediction for the Ballon d'Or is Ice Cold Palmer. That's what I'm saying. If Ice Cold Palmer doesn't get the Ballon d'Or, and then I'm through with the award. I'm through with the award of Ice Cold Palmer. Doesn't get the Ballon d'Or. I'm going to be annoying for a very long time. Right, this has been your boy, NJ. I know I hardly ever say that. This is your boy. But today I'm going to say it. This is your boy, NJ. And this is where... this is the one podcast that I've been waiting to make since Sunday. I've been waiting to make this podcast. Right? Remember that success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. That means you're going after what you've always wanted to go after because it's aligned with your highest values. And that's the only way that you can truly live a truly fulfilled, inspired, and successful life. And so you need to go out there. Remember that we are the champions of the whole world as Chelsea FC. And if Chelsea FC can make their dreams come true, so can you. All right. Champion.